We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The stakes in front of, the stakes facing Antonio Brown just got real. They now include a mental evaluation. This after yet another altercation, this time involving the driver of a moving van. But for Antonio Brown, he's kind of been skirting around the law for a long time. What makes a judge put so many stipulations on a bail? Well, here to at least help us understand some of this anyway is Pittsburgh attorney Blaine Jones. Let me just clarify, Mr. Jones is not directly involved in the case involving Antonio Brown, but he has seen many an arraignment and has some perspective on why judges put so many stipulations on cases like this one. Welcome back to the show, Mr. Jones.
Lynn, good afternoon to you and all of your listeners, and thank you for having me.
And as I said in the introduction, you're not directly involved in this case, but you've been to an arraignment or two, haven't you?
Yes, I've been to arraignments with NFL stars, NBA stars, judges, politicians, you name it. And I think in this case, I think this is a bit overreaching. I think that based on the stipulations that I read, based on the lack of a record, I'm talking about convictions for Antonio Brown, I think that this was done in terms of his bond and the conditions, because Antonio Brown is a victim of his public persona. And don't get me wrong, he's the one who brought about this bizarre behavior in public. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you, Lynn, I've been practicing law for a long time. I get a lot of very, very serious cases. I represent a lot of high profile people, however you want to say it. And I've never seen a bond that high, nor have I seen stipulations to that extent. I don't know what all the injuries are. It just simply says a hurt shoulder and a torn shirt. Mm-hmm. But in terms of the mental health assessment and all these other things, mm-hmm. I think that's a direct result of what the judge probably saw, like we all saw, in the media. Because usually speaking, a behavioral or mental health assessment comes about when you have a bizarre crime, and a fight isn't necessarily a bizarre crime,
right?
Or the person being arraigned exhibits some type of behavior in front of the magistrate or judge when they're giving the bond, or there's a history of mental illness. Now, if I'm not mistaken, this isn't a bizarre crime, number one. Number two, Antonio Brown just appeared in front of the judge, didn't really say much. And number three, I don't believe he has any documented history of mental health issues. So therefore, why did the judge do this? It leads me to only one conclusion. The judge saw Mr. Brown's behavior in public.
And is there often, I mean, I think that sometimes we assume because it's a high profile defendant that sometimes the court goes soft on that individual, but then sometimes it can go the other way as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, the pendulum can swing whether we like it or not. That's just, we're all human beings and we're all affected in different ways. And even with respect to bail, if I may back up for one moment, bail was started to make sure that a person appears for court. But it's really morphed into three things under the Bail Reform Act, at least in Pennsylvania. Number one, the nature of the offense. Number two, are you a flight risk? Those are the top two. And number three, are you a danger to the community? And I don't think that anyone can, do you have a violent past for convictions? And I don't think that anyone can really say that any of those apply to Mr. Brown. So a bond of $100,000, then a GPS monitor, that just seems a bit heavy-handed to me. And then the prosecutor saying that he should remain in jail? Come on now. I think that, and I hate to say this, but I think the prosecutors are going a little far because it's a high-profile person.
And then let's talk about, $100,000. I mean, let's be real. For the average person, and I'll be honest, I don't know if it's a $100,000 straight bond or if it's a percentage bond. I don't know that. For the average person, $100,000 bond could be out of reach, especially if it is a cash bond. But for someone like an Antonio Brown now, and we know that he did not play football this past year, but $100,000 on the surface anyway doesn't seem like it would be out of reach for him.
Yeah, but Lynn, I think it's the principle of it all. Why is a person being given, why is he given a $100,000 bond regardless of whether or not he's Bill Gates? It doesn't matter. The law should be applied the same. And I think that's what angers people, that there's sometimes a selective decision-making with respect to the law. And yeah, I get it. $100,000 for a multimillionaire, or at least we assume he's a multimillionaire, doesn't seem like much. But I think it's more of the principle behind giving this gentleman a $100,000 bond. Because, you know, is this the judge or magistrate's practice in cases like this? Then so be it. I'd like to juxtapose Antonio Brown's bond with bonds of people that are similarly situated that come before this judge. I think it'd be fascinating to see, do they get $100,000 bond and all these conditions as well? And don't get me wrong, a judge wants to make sure that a victim on a case is safe, and they should. But some of these stipulations, I'm going to take his passport and do all these other things. I think everyone knows who Antonio Brown is. And if he were to go to an airport, I don't think he'd be able to get out. So I don't know. It just seems like a bit much.
And so then last question, and I know this happened in Florida, not in Pennsylvania, so the laws could be different. But right. The things like the mental health evaluation, alcohol testing, drug testing, does all of that have to happen? How does that work? I mean, is that once you're released, you get that testing done? It doesn't have to happen before you're released, correct?
Well, it just depends. And in this case, the judge, if I'm not mistaken, ordered that upon your release, you have 10 days to get these things completed. If you don't satisfy these conditions within 10 days, then your bail will be revoked.
Wow.
So if you have some people, and like you were saying a moment ago, if you can't make a $100,000 bond, because let's be real, if you get a $100,000 cash bond, straight bond, and you don't have the collateral, et cetera, you're sitting in jail, and you could sit in jail for a year. So if you're sitting in jail for a year and you still have these stipulations on you, they have programs within the jail where you can get you can satisfy those conditions. But this is the outrage and the what you hear about criminal justice reform, because a cash bond for that amount, you're basically going to sit in jail and you have to fight your case from jail, and that can be difficult.
Now, we noticed, I'm guessing too, and I didn't notice, Tamira, my producer, noticed that in some of the video that was on TMZ, they had something which they called an anti-suicide smock on him. Would that be directly connected to the mental health concerns that they may have picked
up on? Absolutely. I've gone and visited clients, and they're wearing a straitjacket. I don't know if that's a politically correct term anymore, but Literally they're in a straitjacket. And, you know, in the complaint, some of the allegations about the victim, they're saying that he believes that Antonio Brown may have been under the influence of some type of drugs or alcohol or so on and so forth. So as a result, I think, you know, that's why the judge is ordering that condition of, you know, the drug and alcohol, et cetera, et cetera. But with respect to the straitjacket, I have no idea why he's in that straitjacket. I don't know if he went to the jail and then he displayed some type of disruptive behavior. I really don't know why.
Right. Well, you know, I guess we'll have to watch and see. Blaine Jones, thanks so much.
Lynn, it doesn't look good, though. Yeah. Optics-wise, it makes him look like a crazy person.
Yeah, it does, for sure. For sure. Blaine Jones, thanks so much for helping us understand this all, at least as best we can. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.